This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Got Lowell Ponte on the line with me right now. We're going to kind of summarize and give some opinions on what's going on with the Kavanaugh situation right now. I find that to be absolutely fascinating. We've gotten an awful lot of comments from you guys out there on the blog so far this week. I think the Democrats are making fools out of themselves. Mr. Ponte, what do you think?
I think we have learned this week there is a rape involved. There's no question about it. The Democrats are trying to rape Brett Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm.
There's no indication that this woman was ever raped. In fact, she says she somehow broke away from the four men who were accosting her. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Now I remember it's two men, not four.
Right.
But what she can't remember is when the alleged attack happened. What year it was? It was roughly 36 years ago when she was 15 and Kavanaugh was 17 and both were in high school. But she can't remember the year it happened. She can't remember the month it happened. She can't remember the season it happened. She can't remember what house or building it happened in. And then she and her lawyer demand that the FBI investigate before she has to give any testimony under oath that might involve her line without someone else already corroborating a position for her. No, boys and girls. The FBI has nothing to investigate.
No, they have
nothing. There is no case.
Right.
I mean, unless she has specifics enough to say what building a purported crime happened in or what year it happened, what are they going to investigate? They have nothing. They have nothing but the vague, reconstructed memory of a woman who, according to her high school yearbook, although they tried to blot that out, just as she tried to blot out in advance everything on her website that shows her to be an extreme leftist, she did that as well, like Hillary Clinton destroying 30,000 emails that were under congressional subpoena. But no, Ms. Kavanaugh now wants the FBI to investigate first and create a case out of nothing. And this memory she suddenly came up with, she only came up with a few years ago. In fact, it happened at a very specific time. It happened when Mitt Romney said that he had a list of people he would consider as potential Supreme Court nominees, and one of them was Brett Kavanaugh. And suddenly she remembered the name Brett Kavanaugh. But she still is not sure. By the way, in the yearbooks that have been destroyed, have been pulled off the web by the high school she was attending, the yearbooks for that year had been imaged by some people, so they were not able to destroy all the existing copies. And what those images show is, back when she was in high school, there was a virtual ongoing scandal, almost joke, in this private wealthy high school that, oh my goodness, the girls just love to have fun and party every weekend and get drunk constantly. But it doesn't bother the girls, said the yearbook, because when they get drunk, they can't remember what happened by Monday. They can't remember the weekend.
Now
she is claiming to remember, and it's just coincidental, just an aside, that she is, guess what, an extreme left-wing activist, that she donated money to Share Blue, a major Democrat fundraising activity, that it's been reliably reported she helped fund Bernie Sanders, the Democratic National Committee, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and oh, by the way, right now, she and her lawyers have, oh, you wonder why they're stalling this, even as the Democratic Party is trying to, they have opened a GoFundMe page. And as of, last Thursday, that GoFundMe page had made her more than $130,000 in just like a day and a half, 2 days. So she is now churning a great deal of money from that same kind of money that Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley says is very suspect when people testifying against Trump do it, because by what they decide or promise to testify, they get more money. The more hateful they are toward Trump, the more money people pay them. So there's a direct monetary relationship. There's also, of course, as you may remember, a direct revenge relationship here, because it's Judge Kavanaugh is not the first Judge Kavanaugh. His mother was also a judge and is still considered a judge. And his mother, it turns out, was one of those judging a case in which a foreclosure was carried out on Christine Blasey Ford's own mother's family home. So she has a direct revenge motive against the Kavanaugh family in addition to everything else. Put all those together, put the fact that she can't even remember what year or where this happened, and what case do you have that any rational person can believe? I can't think of any. The one thing we know is the Democrats are frantically trying to exploit this politically and are beginning to say things that, frankly, cross the line over into insanity. For example, Senator Hirono of Hawaii, who is a radical left Democrat herself, denounced all people who dared to question Ms. Ford in any way and said, men should just shut up.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Yeah exactly.
Senator Gillibrand from New York has said much the same thing. I mean, we're now hearing from major lawmakers on the Democrat side who believe that if a woman accuses a man of something, the man has no right to defend himself at all. He should simply declare himself guilty and resign from whatever he might be considered for in shame and disgrace.
You know, I got to tell you, Lowell, I spent an awful lot of time this past week following this story because I think it's really interesting. The reason I find it to be interesting is it really has shown me, illustrated to me, how the Democrats really work. You know, just for the heck of it, I put up a video where Elizabeth Warren was talking with Dr. Ben after he had been Carson after Dr. Carson had been appointed, you know, to the federal government position, HUD, if I'm not mistaken, and
yes.
her comments to Dr. Carson were beyond rude. I was so angry when I watched this, I decided to post it to see what kind of comments I would get, because our listeners, quite frankly, Lowell, are very, very conservative, and the comment that I would make is that the Democrats' techniques of attempting to win a war are absolutely amazing to me. They go beyond civility. And something that you brought up that I think is really interesting is the issue of how hypocritical they seem to be. I mean, let's look at some of the actions of, among other people, Teddy Kennedy, your favorite president, Bill Clinton, et cetera, et cetera. Those weren't allegations. Those were pretty much proven situations. And you know what? The mainstream media didn't even pick them up. I'm going to give you the final remarks in this particular segment. Lowell, we've got about 30 seconds left. You're on, man.
Okay, well, obviously, there has been a surreal situation and the kind of attacks coming from people who see today nothing at all wrong with Mr. Ellison, Democrat congressman from Minnesota, being accused by his wife,
right,
or his main squeeze, I guess we would say, we don't talk about wives anymore, of beating her physically and emotionally. That's all ignored by the press. The Democrat senator from Ohio, Sherrod Brown, accused by his wife of abuse, that's all forgotten and pushed aside. You know, in other words, wrong done by a Republican or allegedly done by a Republican is forever unforgivable,
even though
it doesn't follow the pattern of his life.
And ridiculously enough, we're going to take a real quick commercial break here. It's ridiculous that the Democrats even buy that. Going to be right back, you guys, with Lowell Ponte.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing on with KER Politics with Lowell Ponte, author. We're going to hear about some of his books towards the end of this segment. Now, what I want to talk about right now is next week is really going to be interesting. What with Inquisition, for lack of better terms, potentially happening on Monday and the rest of it. I can't see for the life of me, Lowell, how there is any way that this guy will not get confirmed. I think the Democrats are looking like idiots, especially after Dianne Feinstein said, I don't know if the guy's guilty or not. My question is, it's a pretty clean-cut case that this guy is one of the most well-qualified individuals to ever be nominated to this particular seat. And if Dianne Feinstein, who started this whole thing, is saying, I don't know if she's guilty or not, what are we wasting taxpayers' money for, Lowell?
That is a profound question. Dianne Feinstein received a letter from the accuser 6 weeks ago, and she sat on it. She sat on it during all of the Kavanaugh hearings. She sat on it while she herself met hour after hour in private with Kavanaugh, never brought it up, never made an issue of it, until Kavanaugh was only hours away from being confirmed as a successful nominee. And then it suddenly was made public. And then the woman who had asked in her letter, a letter that, by the way, Dianne Feinstein refuses to turn over to Senator Grassley, the committee chairman.
Yeah, right.
This woman asked for anonymity. She didn't want to be personally involved. What did the Democrats do? They immediately leaked her name, her phone number, her identity to the press so that she was forced out into the public when she may not have wanted to be in the public at all. Now, what is going to happen on Monday? We can nearly guarantee two things. She's going to have to appear, because if she doesn't appear, then the Republicans are finally in a position where they will say, look, we've made every imaginable accommodation. You know and I know that if she does not appear on Monday, then she can't appear until at least Friday, because there has to be a week-long notification before. In other words, this is an attempt by the Democrats to drag their feet and stall the confirmation, hopefully stall it long enough until something else comes up, like an election in November, that may put them in charge of the Senate. Now, add to that, well, I mean, they're adding a lot of things to that. I can virtually guarantee, as I imagine you can, Al, that there will suddenly be other women now coming forward.
Well, sure.
Where will they come from? Well, a few election cycles ago, Larry Flynt was offering $1 million to any woman who would testify that she'd had an affair with, was it George Bush or one prominent Republican. I mean, you put to paraphrase the Clinton campaign hit machinery, drag $1 million bill through a trailer park and you never know what you'll get. But you'll certainly get something. So there will be endless accusations against Kavanaugh. At some point, the Republicans are going to have to draw the line and just say, no, we're going to take a vote. And you folks can either vote with this woman who refuses to testify, refuses to turn over her letter, refuses to give any specifics about her allegation, or you can vote with a man whose entire life history. You see, in the case of Bill Clinton, it's not hard for someone to accuse him of sexual impropriety because he's done so much of it. He was not only accused by American women of rape or attempted rape when he was a student at Oxford on a scholarship there. He was accused by a young British woman of raping her. That's his pattern. That's his MO, his method of operation. But with Kavanaugh, you have exactly the opposite. There is no sign from any honorable or reasonable person anywhere in his life that kind of behavior until this. And we don't even know what this is, because Dianne Feinstein hid it for 6 weeks. It is still hiding it. It's still refusing to turn over the letter. Now, the fact that the Democratic Party would make this into a political weapon just explains why, in a column, 2 weeks ago now, I guess, I did a piece at WorldNet Daily saying the Democratic Party must change its name. I mean, it's one thing.
Let me just interrupt you for a second, genius. You and Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter is on record last week as saying that the Democratic Party is basically totally self-destructing with what they're doing right now. That's kind of like saying you got to change your name.
That is kind of like saying it, but I mean it literally in the sense that we have laws, for example, on truth in advertising. Years ago, Wonder Bread was told they could not put an ad on television because it showed a young boy eating Wonder Bread and growing another foot in the 10 seconds he was eating the Wonder Bread.
Right.
That the government said would deceive people. Well, now you have a Democratic Party that is trying to get illegals to vote, to let them flood the country, that is doing everything in its power to stop Republicans from guaranteeing that our ballots will be cast honestly and counted honestly. We could go down a 1,000-item list of examples where the Democratic Party is now the anti-democratic party. How much longer can they, therefore, use illegally and improperly and immorally the name that exactly is the opposite of what they really are?
Not really very long. Let me stop you just for a second, Lowell, because we're down to about 2 minutes here. I want you to talk about some of the books you and Craig write. For example, the most recent one, and I'd like to know what the political implications you guys refer to in some of these books.
Well, our books try to show people the interconnection between politics and economics in most cases. And in our book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, we try to demonstrate how our country has been largely destroyed by government going over to fiat money, being able to simply use paper money the government itself print. Now, what do you think happens to the values of a society when the government routinely, as a matter of policy, debases the value of the money itself,
which we spend our lives
working for?
Yeah, I know one thing, and that is it sure enhances the price of gold, and I've been a gold bug for probably more years than almost most of our listeners. It's been a long time.
Well, it increases the price of anything real.
That's the point.
Meaning something that can't be run off a printing press. And I don't mean to put down my own books, which are run off a printing press, when I say that. But our point was, if you make money unreal, if you destroy the value of money, that winds up destroying the moral values of the people. What do you think happened in Germany in 1923 when they had debased the money so much that a working man brought his entire life savings down to a government office and said, I've sweated and scrimped and saved all my life to accumulate this. How much is it really worth? And the government officials looked away, embarrassed. They could not bear to tell him his entire life savings could not now purchase one postage stamp.
And that happens all the time. Ladies and gentlemen.
And that happens because the money is not grounded in anything real. Our books are dedicated to try to help people be grounded in something real. By the way, if you would like to see this book and have a copy of your own, Christmas, the holidays are upon us. You can get a copy absolutely free and postpaid. No need to pay Amazon $20 for it. Just call a toll-free number. We'll pay the shipping. We'll pay everything. So you can see one of these amazing books we do. Craig, by the way, you see every week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. The number is 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492 for your free postpaid copy of Money, Morality, and the Machine.
And I'm looking forward to receiving my copy. Ladies and gentlemen, time for a top of the hour break. I'm going to be right back with KER Politics.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for a little bit more KER politics. Got a really interesting couple of segments for you right here. I was introduced to Professor Anthony Mueller by Jeff Deist at the Mises Institute, Austrian Economics, Freedom and Peace, etc., etc. Professor Mueller wrote a very interesting article entitled 4 Reasons Why Socialism Fails. Let me just read you the very, very beginning of this particular article. Quote, the new democratic socialists want to make their followers believe that one could redistribute wealth and income and socialize a large part of the economy without harming production and productivity. They claim that a comprehensive control of the economy by the government would bring more justice and more prosperity. The democratic socialists want more planning and less market. Yet, this postulate ignores that socialism does not fail by accident or circumstances. Socialism fails because it suffers from 4 fundamental design defects. I want you guys to remember that every time you talk to a Democrat who says we are now the Democratic Socialist Party, the worst thing that could happen to our country, Professor Mueller, you're on, sir. Where would you like to start?
Well, I wrote this article because, to my surprise, there is a new movement, not only in the United States, but also in Europe, where what we usually call the left is making up a new kind of formation and finds this interesting title of democratic socialism. That was also a name that was en vogue in the 70s, but it was early on rejected as an impossibility, as an oxymoron, and now it comes back, and this was really a surprise to me. So I remembered all the stuff I read about Marxism back in the 1970s and thought, well, I have to put this together in a piece. And actually, to my surprise, this article has found a huge resonance. And at the FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, some time ago, I wrote a piece with a similar aspect, which compares fascism and the Antifa. Now, there's all this Antifa movement, and I showed that these groups actually have very similar platforms. So this caused also kind of a stir. So that's why I do it, because I feel it my obligation to warn about something that can be really dangerous. These movements can get its own momentum.
Well, I have to tell you, Professor Mueller, I am terrified by organizations like Antifa. And the reason I am is because I am in the northwestern United States where I live, considered to be what's known as a political junkie. I love following politics. That's why I do this particular radio show. But the more I find out about what's going on today in our society, the more I realize that this, I'm going to call it a socialism movement in the United States, but number one, not only is it, I think, degrading the moral values of the United States, I think it is an absolute accident waiting to happen for our society. Didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just wanted to tell you, sir, I agree with you 100% on what you're saying.
Well, and there's a huge difference now that I also note as I live in Brazil. When I grew up in Germany, West Germany, there was always the living example how real socialism would be like. So there were leftists, there were socialists, and so on, but they could not really go through with their ideology among the, let's say, the common population. It was only an intellectual movement because people just saw how life really is under socialism, because you had East Germany, you had Yugoslavia, you had Czechoslovakia, you had the Soviet Union, Poland, and so on, all under communist dictatorship and all relatively poor compared to the West and with a huge suppression. And so this did not go very far. But here in Brazil, I notice that most people, even non-intellectuals, have an ideal view about socialism, simply because they do not know. Now it's a little bit different because of Venezuela, but Latin America, Brazil is so big, so really Venezuela is far away. And the other example, Cuba, got idealized, and people did not know that Cuba had under the Soviet regime, when it was part of the Soviet Union, so to speak, it received massive aid and could lift the living standards much more than otherwise would have been the case. So the problem is that we have a generation now in the United States, in America, South America, in Europe, where the practical example is no longer there. And so it's like a surge which seems to be somewhat in the human nature of some kind of utopia. And especially when it comes with democracy. No? So socialism and democracy. And this is actually the main point that I want to make, that freedom, democracy, and productivity do not go together when you have a socialist regime, when you put the economy under some kind of central control. That's the main point I want to make.
Well, you're making some really good points here. There's no question about that. But I kind of want to talk about some specifics, if you don't mind. Now, as I mentioned at the outset of this of our conversation, Professor, I am terrified, basically, because of my parents were immigrants to the United States. They were from Russia. They basically ran like the Dickens to get out of Russia in 1917. You remember what happened back in those days. And they were very, very, they were educated people, and they were very, very sad about the fact that, for example, they had friends who thought that socialism was the perfect way to go, and the only thing I can say is they certainly didn't have the acumen that you do, sir, in economics, but they just realized from what they remember that it simply didn't work. Now, you go on and you talk in your article about such issues as the importance of market prices, the role of scarcity, setting priorities, etc., etc. And I want to talk about that a little bit more in the next segment, because I think it's critical that we've got some pretty bright listeners. Probably one of the most active listeners that we have on our blog is a gentleman who is a retired 10-year physics professor. He's got something in common with you, sir. But he taught, I believe, for virtually his entire career at Purdue University. And he is a real, what I would call, economics junkie. He takes a lot of this stuff that we see some of the young kids doing right now absolutely apart, very effectively, as you are doing, as you did in your article, Four Reasons Why Socialism Fails. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to do any of the talking in the next segment. We're going to take a real quick break for a commercial here, and I'm going to be right back with Professor Anthony Mueller.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing my discussion with Professor Anthony Mueller. When we were chatting off mic, the thing that I found interesting, but Mises Institute is not only in Auburn, Alabama. Boy, the guys that beat the Huskies, I have to say, in a big football game. They're also in Germany and they're also in Brazil. And Professor Mueller is a good friend of a real hero of mine, obviously Lou Rockwell. I think in terms of political views and economic views, everybody is in second place compared to the Mises Institute. We're talking about why socialism fails. I have the article in front of me, Professor Mueller. Let's talk a little bit about the importance of market prices first.
Well, the idea of the role of prices goes back to an article and later a book in the early 20s by Ludwig von Mises, which first appeared in German and later on received an English translation. What Mises did was highly innovative because he did not attack socialism on some kind of moral grounds, but said, let's say you are really good people. I mean, you have the best intentions and you want to accomplish what you promise. Just prosperous society. Now let's look at it. How can you do that? And then he showed that one of the basic tenets of socialism is the socialization of the means of production. I mean, you can maybe still have private goods. You can own even a small house or something like that, which was also possible under real socialism, or have a private car. So you have somewhat prices and private property for consumption goods, but the very point of socialism, and without that you cannot talk about socialism, is the socialization of production goods. Now, when you have that, the question arises, where do now, when you have no owners, where do they get the orientation about what to produce and how to produce? I mean, here comes in a view that is typical for the Austrian school. the Austrian school, different from most of the mainstream, particularly different from Keynesianism, which looks more or less mainly at the short run or one period. For the Austrians, the main point of capitalism is the structure of production. And the structure of production has a strong time element. In other words, the consumer good that I get, let's say a hamburger, goes back to some pasture where there is an animal eating grass. And so, or where there's a field of rye or something, or wheat. So all these different stages are interconnected, and we need a system of coordination. And you can show it even mathematically, that even very simple production would need so much information that even nowadays our calculation capacity is not possible to do this calculation, because all these things constantly also change. Weather changes, people's tastes changes, and so on. And this is actually the miracle, let's call it really a miracle, although it is very clear and an objective phenomenon. We need prices as a means of coordination, and these prices must also exist for the production goods, okay. Must be linked to the incentives of benefit and cost. And in socialism, you do away with prices, you do away with information on the one hand, which is already enough to destroy the system, and even more so, or additionally, because the first is really the important point, yeah, you also diminish the incentive, because in a capitalist system, the incentive simply is profit and loss, yeah, and even when you have consumers that prefer goods according to their preferences, and they give some kind of input to a company, that within the production system under socialism, these impulses get lost, yeah, and do not lead to a production which is adequate to the consumers. And this was actually something that was easily observable. The goods under socialism, I visited the Soviet Union, I visited several times Yugoslavia, I visited Bulgaria, I was in Eastern Germany at that time, and you could see at once there was a huge lack of goods, certain goods just were not there, and the few goods that were there were not adequate and did not meet the preferences of the people. We could simply say of bad quality, but it was actually more than that, because people just did not like it. I mean, the beginning with shoes or with simple things like socks, even these were not adequate. Even they had some kind of quality, maybe. People did not like it because the preferences of the people were not put into the system, and there was no response to produce it in a way that is the case under capitalism, where you have, for example, marketing, yeah, which has a bad name for some, but actually marketing means to find out what people want, and it's a very beneficial activity, and this was totally lacking in under socialism, and we would come back to such a system when we introduce even in some areas. So usually when there is a transformation of a capitalist economy, they begin with steps, like it happened in Venezuela or like it happened in Cuba, and it takes some time before people really note what is happening.
You know, one thing I kind of want to bring out here, we've got about 3 minutes left, Professor Mueller, but you know, the concept of setting priorities is also, it goes right along with what you're saying right now. quote, along with the technological feasibility of a project, one must calculate its profitability. Without costs in relation to sales, a technical evaluation makes no sense. Elaborate on that one real quick, if you would. We've got, like I said, about 3 minutes left.
Yeah, well, but what people often forget is even a simple, a simple product like a pen, we don't need to talk about complicated products here. Even the most simple product can be made in many forms, in many ways, with many different materials and with many different technology. And another point is that people sometimes seem to forget, we have always more technologies available than we use. That's another point. So you never can use in an economic way, let's say, the best technology from the technological standpoint and the best material from the technological standpoint as well. You always have to make this trade-off in terms of cost. If you don't do that, simply the product costs, let's call it costs more, or generally uses more resources than the benefit of the result. And this, for example, you mentioned Soviet Union in the 1917, when the so-called industrialization happened. Yeah, I mean, here you have a crass case that the cost, material and human cost, far outnumbered the results, the benefits. And this is really the human tragedy of socialism.
Exactly. I agree 100%. I'm going to put a list of books up on the site along with this particular conversation. You ought to read some of Professor Mueller's books. You need to know these things if you're going to talk intelligently whatsoever about politics. Professor Mueller, always a pleasure. Thank you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.